"We're your convoy," a hard voice said. "Patrol ship 08756, Lieutenant Malore's above you. Down at 3 o'clock, patrol ship 10732, Lieutenant Gunderson. We'll take you through the pirate belt." Preston felt his face go hot with shame. Malore's, Gunderson. They would stick two of his old sidekicks on the job of guarding him. "Please acknowledge," Malore said. The ice worms weren't expecting any mail, just the mailman. Preston paused, then, "Postal ship 1872, Lieutenant Preston aboard. I acknowledge message." There was a stunned silence. "Preston? Hal Preston?"
"The one and only," Preston said.
"What are you doing on a postal ship?" Malore's asked. "Why don't you ask the chief that? He's the one who yanked me out of the patrol and put me here."
"Can you beat that?" Gunderson asked incredulously. "Hal Preston on a postal ship?"
"Yeah, incredible, isn't it?" Preston asked bitterly. "You can't believe your ears. Well, you better believe it, because here I am."
"Must be some clerical error," Gunderson said.
"Let's change the subject," Preston snapped. They were silent for a few moments as the three ships, two armed, one loaded with mail for Ganymede, streaked outward, away from Earth. Manipulating his controls with the ease of long experience, Preston guided the ship smoothly toward the gleaming bulk of far-off Jupiter. Even at this distance, he could see five or six bright tips surrounding the huge planet. There was Callisto, and there was Ganymede. He made computations, checked his controls, figured orbits. Anything to keep from having to talk to his two ex-patrol mates, or from having to think about the humiliating job he was on. Anything to...
"Pirates, moving up at 2 o'clock!"
Preston came awake. He picked off the location of the pirate ships. There were two of them coming up out of the asteroid belt. Small, deadly, compact, they orbited toward him. He pounded the instrument panel in impotent rage, looking for the guns that weren't there.
"Don't worry, Prez," came Malore's voice. "We'll take care of them."
"Thanks," Preston said bitterly. He watched as the pirate ships approached, longing to trade places with the men in the patrol ships above and below him. Suddenly, a bright spear of flame lashed out across space, and the hull of Gunderson's ship glowed cherry red.
"I'm okay," Gunderson reported immediately. "Screens took the charge."
Preston gripped his controls and threw the ship into a plunging dive that dropped it back behind the protection of both patrol ships. He saw Gunderson and Malore's converge on one of the pirates. Two blue beams licked out, and the pirate ship exploded. But then the second pirate swooped down in an unexpected dive.
"Look out!" Preston yelled helplessly, but it was too late.
Beams ripped into the hull of Malore's ship, and a dark fissure line opened down the side of the ship. Preston smashed his hand against the control panel. Better to die in an honest dogfight than to live this way. It was one against one now, Gunderson against the pirate. Preston dropped back again to take advantage of the patrol ship's protection.
"I'm going to try a diversionary tactic," Gunderson said, on untappable tight beam.
"Get ready to cut under and streak for Ganymede with all you got."
"Check."
Preston watched as the tactic got underway. Gunderson's ship traveled in a long, looping spiral that drew the pirate into the upper quadrant of space. His path free, Preston guided his ship under the other two and toward unobstructed freedom. As he looked back, he saw Gunderson steaming for the pirate on a short collision orbit. He turned away. The score was two patrolmen dead, two ships wrecked, but the mails would get through. Shaking his head, Preston leaned forward over his control board and headed on toward Ganymede.